Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. Today is Wednesday, October the 12th, and I'm Mahalakshmi. No prizes for guessing which sector has been the darling of stock market this year. Well, it's the banking sector. Whichever time period you look at, it comes up absolutely on top. Obviously, in the September quarter, expectations are that banks will come out with flying colors. Analysts expect listed banks to see about 40% growth in net profits on average. Why is the street so optimistic? Well, there are four reasons. One, credit growth is picking up finally. Credit growth accelerated to 16% year-on-year in September, which is a 9-year high. And this was mainly due to loans to retail and SME segments. Overall, analysts expect loans to see a year-on-year growth of 13% in FY23 and 14% in FY24. Now moving to the second reason. This year marks the reversal of interest rate cycle. You've been hearing that pretty much every day, right? When rates start to go up, banks tend to do well in the beginning of the cycle. And we are still in that beginning of the cycle. So why do banks do well in the start of the cycle? Because banks are slow in passing on interest rate hikes. That is, when central banks hike policy rates, banks raise interest rates on loans immediately. But the very same banks are slower to raise interest rates on deposits. This September quarter, there was a 40 basis point rise in weighted average lending rate of banks. Therefore, banks earn more and pay less, and that means higher net interest margin for them. In fact, analysts believe that net interest income of listed banks will grow by a healthy 18 to 20%. So the top line is improving with credit growth on one hand, and their bottom line is improving with higher net interest income. In fact, this seems to be happening across the industry and not just with the big lenders. There are more reasons also. The third reason why banking names will do well is, of course, cleaner balance sheets. And that means less expenses in the form of provisioning for bad debts. Analysts at Motilal Oswal expect the pre-provisioning profit of private sector banks to rise by 13% year-on-year and PAT to rise at a much higher rate of 53% year-on-year. Now the fourth reason. The fourth reason is that the mark-to-market losses from treasury holdings may not be as bad as the market was expecting. There were worries that the banks may suffer mark-to-market losses because of their bond holdings. As we know, bond yields had been shooting upwards since RBI started hiking rates, and when yields go up, bond prices go down. But in a pleasant surprise, yields have been moderating this quarter. In fact, some analysts believe that some banks may write back provisions against treasury losses. While the sector is set to do well overall, there are banks that will do better than their peers because of the character of their loan portfolio. What do I mean by this? For example, banks that have retail loans on their books or a higher proportion of retail loans on their books may do better because the margins are better over there. Then there is the kind of deposits these banks hold. As I said before, credit growth is picking up, correct? But the deposit growth rate does not seem to be keeping pace with credit growth. While loans have grown at 16%, deposits have grown only at 9%. You may ask, so what? Well, banks need deposits to give out loans, correct? The numbers as of now show that credit to deposit ratio is more than 100%. That means banks collectively are borrowing from the market to keep pace with the demand in loans. What this means is banks that have a larger proportion of low cost funds in the form of current and savings accounts and rely less on borrowings from the market will have a definite advantage over others. The banks that have this advantage are usually the biggest establishments like the HDFC Bank or ICICI Bank and SBI. The other interesting thing is that while overall deposit growth seems to be slowing down, so far CASA deposits have been growing much faster than term deposits. Now you ask, isn't that good for the banks? Yes, but analysts at Kotak Institutional Equities point out that CASA ratio is higher than long-term trend levels as they accelerated after demonetization and COVID. But they think those levels are unsustainable and therefore CASA should go down. What is the implication of this? If low-cost deposits don't come, then banks will go after the next source of cheap money, which is term deposits or what we call fixed deposits. What does this mean? Obviously, more competition amongst banks means they will try to woo customers with better rates, so their cost of deposits will go up. Also, Kotak analysts point out that term deposits are now being held largely by non-individuals, means companies. They're not sleepy customers like you and me. They're actually very sensitive to interest rates. That is, they will be very agile and switch deposits quickly to whichever bank offers higher rate. Plus, the duration of deposits that these corporates keep is usually lower. It's usually between 1 to 3 years. Obviously, there will be these challenges for banks in terms of maintaining a lid on cost of funds and so on. But really, if there is good credit growth and the economy is buoyant, everything will be pretty much taken care of. That's all from me this morning. Have a wonderful trading day and catch you tomorrow same time.